Hi there. The word for you today is on overcoming temptation. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 39, and I quote, "Joseph was very handsome and well-built, and Potiphar's wife began to look at him lustfully. 'Come and sleep with me,' she demanded, but Joseph refused. 'Look,' he told her, 'my master trusts me with everything in his entire household. How could I do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin against God.'" She kept putting pressure on Joseph day after day, but he refused to sleep with her, and he kept out of her way as much as possible. One day, however, no one else was around when he went in to do his work. She came and grabbed him by his cloak, demanding, "Come on, sleep with me." Joseph tore himself away, but he left his cloak in her hand as he ran from the house. Carefully note those words. She kept putting pressure on Joseph day after day. Joseph's temptation kept happening when he was around a certain person, Potiphar's wife, and it kept happening when he was in a certain place, Potiphar's house. So he ran, not because he was weak, but because he was wise. He understood that if you hang around temptation too long, you're playing with fire and you're setting yourself up to get burned. So let me ask you, what people and what places do you need to avoid? What sources of temptation do you need to remove from your life in order to live victoriously? Maybe you remember the old Kenny Rogers hit song, "You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run." God isn't dishonored when you run, but you risk being dishonored when you don't. And that is the word for you today.